Okay, today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Chaf. We're holding on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, four lines from the end of the page, Rabbi Eliezer Omer. So we were in the middle of discussing the issue of Yiyud for an Amma Ivriya, and we were talking about what if a person sells his daughter Al-Minas, that Yiyud should not be a possibility. Is that a violation of Mas Al-Mashkas B'Torah? Or maybe we can learn from the word La'amma that sometimes you could sell a girl that's only La'amma, where you only have the possibility of selling her La'amma. So we're going to finish up that discussion. We're going to talk about whether one is allowed to sell his daughter as an Amma Ivriya to Krovim, and then we're going to start focusing on Eved Ivri, and what the Pasuk means when it says Begapo Yavo, Begapo. We're going to have two different interpretations of that. We're going to talk about how we value the value of an Eved Ivri changes based on how when his value changes, how we assess that change in terms of redeeming him from his avdus, how well a person has to treat an Eved Ivri, and how a person ever gets to become an Eved Ivri in the first place. What sort of string of averos does he have to do in order to spiral out of control to the point where he actually becomes an Eved Ivri? And then in Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss whether an Eved Ivri could be nigal chatzain. Let's say he owes 4 years more of service, but he can't afford to buy out all 4 years of service. Can he buy out 2 years of service and work another 2 years? And we're also going to discuss when it comes to batei orichoma, that the person who sells a house in a walled city has the ability to be goel, to redeem his house within the year. Can he do that? Can he be goel lechatzain? Can he do it halfway? Or is that also only something that you could do all at one time? So let's begin again at Rabbi Eliezer Omer, four lines from the bottom of the page. We had mentioned yesterday that if a person sells his daughter as Nami Ivriya with a Tanai, that Yiyud should not be a possibility, so Rabbi Meir holds Niskayim at Tanai, that Tanai is a valid Tanai. Where does Rabbi Meir get that from? Because the Pasuk says a person sells his daughter Le'amma. So Rabbi Meir says, you see from there that sometimes you could sell a daughter where the only thing she could ever be used for is an Amma. She cannot become a wife. So that must be where there's a Tanai, that you can't do Yiyu. The Chum say, no, La'ama teaches us that you're allowed to be Mochra L'Psulim, that you're allowed to sell her to someone who's possible to marry her. She sell her to a Mamzer, to a Nasin, something like that. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Im L'Lami Chamochra L'Psulim, if you want to learn that you could sell her to P'sulim, if that's what La'ama is coming to teach me, that can't be what we learn from La'ama, because Arei Kvar Nemar, that we already learned, Im Ra'a Be'enei Adoneha, the Pasuk says that if she is Ra'a be'enei Adoneha, that he didn't do Yiyud. So we darshan, what does it mean that she's Ra'a be'enei Adoneha? Shara'a b'nisu'eha, that he's not allowed to marry her because he's apostle. That's what Ra'a be'enei Adoneha means. So it's not from the word La'ama that we learn you're allowed to sell her l'psulim. It's from Ra'a be'enei Adoneha that we learn you're not allowed to sell her l'psulim. Ma tamalomer La'ama, what then do we learn from the word La'ama? Melami chamochra l'krovim. From La'ama we learn that you could sell her even to krovim, where krovim are obviously not allowed to marry her. That would be arayos for the krovim to marry her, and there's no even tfisas kiddushin by psulim. If they marry her, at least they're married. By krovim, it's not even a possibility for it to happen, even by avera. It just wouldn't count as marriage at all. So that's what we learn from la'amma, that the only halachic possibility that could even happen at all is that she will be an amma, not that she will become a wife. Valodinu, so says Marvel, wait a second, isn't it a Kavachomer and Mochel Psulin? If you're allowed to sell her to Psulim, Laim Krenel LeKrovim, shouldn't it be obvious that you should be allowed to sell her to Krovim? Because Krovim can be trusted. Psulim, Krovim can be trusted not to want to marry her. Psulim cannot necessarily be trusted. So it says, Malim Ochel Psulim, well, when you could sell her to Psulim, that's because Shemratza LeYaed MiYaed. That's because at least if he were to do Yiyud, it would count. It would count as a marriage. Yim Krenel LeKrovim, Shemratza LeYaed, Eino MiYaed. Could that necessarily mean that you could sell her to Krovim, where if Imratza Liyaid, the Yiyud wouldn't even work, meaning you don't even have the potential possibility of it happening. So Amar Kra La'ama Melamit Shemochel Krovim. That's why I need La'ama to tell me that you can be Mochel Krovim, that you can sell her to Krovim. V'Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir, who used La'ama to teach that you're allowed to sell your daughter Al Minas, that the master should not be allowed to do Yiyud, Lipsulin, where is he going to learn that you're allowed to sell the daughter Lipsulin? So nafkale mehecha de nafkale Rabbi Lazar, he'll learn it from the same place Rabbi Lazar learned l'psulin, meaning imra'a be'enei adoneha. It's a different pasuk. Rabbi Lazar said that pasuk means that she's ra'a b'nisu'eha. That's how you learn that you could sell her l'psulim. How does he know you could sell her b'krovim? B'krovim savala k'rabanan da'amri Ein machr l'krovim. He doesn't. He holds like the Rabbanan that you cannot sell her to krovim. So the way Rabbi Meir is going to darshan all the psukim is that La'ama teaches you could sell al tanai that you can't do yiud, even to a guy who normally should have been kosher and should have been able to do yiud, but you can make a tanai that he cannot do yiud. Rabbi Einei Adoneha teaches us that you're allowed to sell her l'psulim, and you're simply not allowed to sell it to krovim. It doesn't work to sell it to krovim because there's no even possibility of yiud when one sells her to krovim. Tani Chada, we have one brisa that says Mochra la'oviv ve'in mochra la'bno, that a man can sell his daughter to his own father, but he's not, where obviously his own father is not allowed to do yiud on her, it's his granddaughter, but he's not allowed to sell her to his son, v'tanya idach, which would mean the girl's brother, v'tanya idach ein mochra lo la'aviv ve'lo la'bno. And then we have another brisa that says that you're not allowed to sell her to either the father or the son. So the first brisa says you may sell her to your father, but not to your son. Second Bryce says to neither your father nor your son. Now one thing is clear, neither your father nor your son is allowed to marry her. To your father she is his granddaughter, to your son she is his sister. So obviously neither one is able to do yield. So says Gemara, Bishlam eino mochra lo la'aviv lo libno kirabanan. I understand very well you're going to say you can't sell her to the father nor to the son. We're assuming like the Rabbanan that you're not allowed to sell her l'krovin because there's no possibility of yield. But the opinion that says that you could sell her to your father but not to your son, who's that following? It would seem to be like neither opinion. The opinion that holds that you're not allowed to sell her to krovim should hold you're not allowed to sell her to either father, you're neither allowed to sell her to father nor to your son. The opinion that holds you are allowed to sell her to krovim, we're not so worried about the possibility of yield, you don't even need to have a possibility of yield, so then you should be allowed to sell it to both your father and your son. What's the svara that you could be mochra la'aviv but not libno? Says Gemara li'olam karabanan, that really we're assuming like the shita of the Rabbanan, but Modi Rabbanan hechadikat sad yud, that you're not allowed to sell her to a situation where there's no possibility of yud whatsoever. But if there's some possibility of yud, even though there's no possibility of yud to the person who you sold her to, that could still work as a mechira. Because when yud happens, yud could happen in one of two ways. Either the man himself who you sold her to takes her himself for a wife, or he gives her over to his son for a wife. So when you sell her to your son, who's her brother, there's no tzad yud at all. He can't take her for a wife because it's his sister, and he can't give her to his son for a wife because it's the son's aunt, and that is usher. Those are forbidden marriages. But you can sell her to your father, because while your father cannot take her for a wife, after all, it's his granddaughter, he can give her to his son, not you, one of the other sons. Assuming the guy has a brother, there's another brother, he can give her to his son, because that is the girl's uncle, and an uncle is allowed to marry a niece. That is a permissible marriage. So as long as there's a tzad yud, as long as on some level there's going to be a possibility of yud, then that would be okay. That's the explanation of the brisa of mochla v'eina mochla l'bno. Good. Now to that, about 10-12 lines into the page. Tana Rabbanan. Im b'kapo yavo b'kapo yetzes. So now we transfer to discuss Eved Ivri. We're no longer discussing Ame Ivri, so we say about an Eved Ivri, if he's b'kapo yavo, then he's b'kapo yetze. What does that mean? Begufo nichnas begufo yetze. He goes in physically intact, he leaves physically intact. Rabbi Lozer ben Yaakov Omer, yichidi nichnas yichidi yetze. No, it means he goes in alone to his avdus, he leaves his avdus alone. Well, what do each of these things mean? My begufo nichnas begufo yetze. What's that first opinion? That he goes in physically intact, and therefore he leaves his avdus physically intact? To teach us that unlike in Eved Kenani, where if he... where if you knock out a limb, you knock out a tooth or something like that, or you knock off a finger or something like that of the Eved goes free. The Eved Ivri does not go free, even if he is physically harmed. Amalei Abaye, hahu milo seitzei k'seis havadim nafka. Do I really need begapo yavo begapo yetzei to teach this? I already know this from lo seitzei k'seis havadim, that an Eved Ivri, it says, beferish, does not go free in the same way that an Eved Kanani goes free. An Eved Kanani goes out barashe evarim, an Eved Ivri does not go out Rashi Evarim. Says Gemara, now Ime Hasam, if I only had Lotetzik Tzeis Havadim, Hava Amina Nesiv Le Dmei Enev Nepuk. I might have thought that if you knock out his eye, not only does he go free, but you also owe him, you have to compensate him for the value of his eye. That's what I would have thought, that he's unlike an Eved Kanani, where all the Eved Kanani gets is his freedom when you knock out his eye. I might have thought the Eved Ivri gets both his freedom as well as the value of his eye. So Kamash Mulan, that's why he has to come and tell me that no, the Eved Ivri does not get freedom just because you knock out his eye. That's what Begapoya Vobegapoya Yetzei teaches us. But then Rav Lozer ben Yaakov was the second shita that we learned. Rav Lozer ben Yaakov Omer Yechidi Nichnas Yechidi Yetzei. That means if he goes in alone, he goes out alone. Ma Yechidi Yetzei. What does it mean? He goes out alone. Amar Rav Nachman Rizal Kachi Kamar. Yesh Lo Isha Ubanim Rabo Moser Lo Shivcha Kananis. That if he has an Isha Ubanim, if he has a wife and he has children, then the master gives him a Shivcha Kananis. Then the master is allowed to give him a Shivcha Kananis. Meaning, if he had a Jewish marriage, he had experienced Jewish marriage in his Jewish life before he became an Eved, then the master is allowed to give him a Shivcha Kananis. But Ein Lo Isha Ubanim. If he didn't have marriage in the Jewish sense, then Ein Rabo Moser Lo Shivcha Kananis. Then while he is an Eved, the master may not give him a Shivcha Kananis. The concern apparently is that he's going to be enthralled with the Shivcha Kananis if he didn't know of a better way of marriage, if he didn't know what it means to be married to someone who actually has Kiddushas Yisrael. But someone who appreciates a full Jewish marriage with a whole family, he's not going to be enticed to want to stay as an Eved Ivri on account of his Shivcha Kananis, because he has a family to go back to. Tan Rabbanan, Nimkar B'mana, if a guy is sold for $100, V'yishviach V'amad Al Masayim, and now he goes up in value, he's been working out, he picked up a new skill, so now he's worth $200. Minayin She'in M'chash V'lo El Mana. How do we know that when we're cheshbening how much he's worth in order to redeem him out of his slavery early, that we do it based on the $100 purchase price, not based on his current $200 value? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Mikesef Miknaso. The Pasuk discusses that Imod Rabos B'shan Lefi and Yashiv Gulaso Mikesef Miknaso, that if he has a number of years left, you can figure out how much to buy him out for. He can figure out how much he has to buy himself out for based on Kesef Miknaso. Kesef Miknaso means purchase price. Nimkar B'masayim, what if it was the opposite though? He was initially purchased for $200, and then V'hichsif, his skills became not as valuable anymore. The whole world now has those skills, so now he's not worth as much. V'amar Almana, now he's only worth $100. Minayin Shein M'chashon Lo Almana, how do I know that you, when you're doing V'chashmin, you do it based not on the purchase price, but based on his current lower value? Tamalomar Kefi Shanav. That's why the Pasuk says, Kefi Shanav. The Pasuk goes on to say in the very next Pasuk, V'mat Nishar B'shanav, Matshnasayov, V'chishav Lo Kefi Shanav, Yashav Eskulaso, that he's redeemed based on the amount of years, meaning based on the amount of years of service that he can still provide. How much are those years worth? That's how much he has to pay to get out. So basically, we make it easier for the Eved. Whatever is the cheaper price for the Eved to get out, that's what he's going to have to pay to get out.
So
this is only about an Eved. I would only know that this is true when an Eved is sold to a guy, that since relatives are able to redeem him, we see that we make it as easy as possible to redeem him. But how do I know that even when an Eved Ivri is Nimkar LeYisrael, we follow the same dinim, that we go with the cheapest possible price? Tamalomar Sachir Sachir L'Gzereshava. Pasuk has L'Gzereshava Sachir, or we link someone who's Nimkar Lovid Kochavim to someone who's Nimkar Li Yisrael. Amr Abaye Hareni Kibenazai B'Shukei Tveria. Abaye felt very confident one day, so he said, Hareni Kibenazai B'Shukei Tveria. We know about Benazai, Gemara B'choros, Daf Nun Ches, says that when Benazai would feel really good about himself, he lived in Tveria, and he would always say, All Chachmei Yisrael are Lefanai Kiklipas Hashum, I'm ready to deal with anything, I'm ready to deal with any sort of issue. So Abaye was feeling good about himself one day, he said, Hareni Kibenazai B'Shukei Tveria, I'm ready to deal with any sort of issue that someone wants to bring up. Amalei hu Rabbanan l'Abaye, so one of the Rabbanan said to Abaye, Michti, Hani Krayi, Ikal l'medrashinu l'kulav, Ikal l'medrashinu l'chumra. Now these, we had two psukim. One pasuk that says, Mikesef Miknaso, that you figure out his geula based on his purchase price, and the other one that said that it's based on the kifishanav, that it's based on how much service he still owes you. Now, we could have gone in two ways with that. We could have darshaned it to be machmir in the Eved, that mikesav miknaso might have been in when he went down in value, that he still got to pay his purchase price, and kifishanav might have been when he went up in value. How do we know to darshan it lekula, to say the other way around? My chazis to darshan it lekula, nidrashan it lechumra. What made us want to darshan it lekula instead of darshaning it lechumra? So it says more, lo sal g'day tich midei ekel rachmana legabei. We darshan it lekula because we see that the Torah is specifically, especially mekel when it comes to an Eved Ivri. We try to be extraordinarily nice to the Eved Ivri. Pasuk says, ki tov lo imach, and we darshan, imach b'maychel, v'imach b'mishta, that he eats with you, he drinks with you, shalote ata ochel, pas nikia v'hu achel pas kiber. It is not okay for the master to be eating fine food while the Eved is eating coarse bread, ata shose yayin yashan, for the master to be drinking fine aged wine, vu shose yayin chadash, and he's drinking some new cheap wine, ata yashan al gabe muchim, vu yashan al gabe ateven, for the master to be sleeping on very comfortable mattresses, and the Eved to just be sleeping on teven. That's not okay. Mikan omru, from based on that, we say, kolakon Eved Ivri, kakona adon atzmo, that when one buys an Eved Ivri, it's as if he's buying himself a master. He feels like he's working for the Eved Ivri. Tosfos points out, why is it kakona ladan latzmo? He just has to eat and drink what you're eating and you're drinking. He just has to sleep the same on the same thing you're sleeping on. So shouldn't it be kakona chaver liatzmo? That he's kona to someone who's of equal stature to him? Why is it kakona adon latzmo? So Tosfos says, because picture what would happen, this is the bottom Tosfos on the page. It's a lot of order, the Tosfos in over here. Tosfos points out, what would happen if you had a case where you only had one comfortable pillow? Who would get that comfortable pillow? Well, you can't take it, the master can't take it for himself, because then it's a violation of the master sleeping on a comfortable pillow while the Eved's not. So what are you going to say? Have nobody sleep on the pillow? That's Midas Sodom. Why would you have to take something that's perfectly good and perfectly comfortable and give it to nobody? That doesn't make any sense. So rather, what would you do? You'd have to give it to the Eved. So since in that case, the Eved would actually take precedence over the master, that's why it's Kikona Adon Liatzma. That when a person is Kona Eved Ivri, he's Kikona, he's as if he's Konan Adon Liatzmo. Now, the Achronim raised the question that Rabbi Kiva darshins in Maseches Bava Metzia, v'chei achicha imach, that you after your brother should live with you, but Rabbi Kiva darshins chayecha kodmim l'chayei chavircha, that v'chei achicha imach means yes, with you, but your life comes before chayei chavircha. So if you're traveling in the desert and you only have one pitcher of water, so Rabbi Kiva darshins, you take it for yourself and don't give it to somebody else. So why is it by the Adon and the Eved we don't say that the Adon is better because chayecha kodmim? Meaning, why don't we say that same drush over here? Tosfos makes the assumption if you have one pillow, the Eved has to get that pillow. Why don't we say Chayecha Kodmim? So in the Atzmos Yosef, he suggests that even though from Imach we would say that you only have a Chiyuv to treat him as an equal, but since the Pasuk is about the Tovas HaEved, in how good it is for the Eved living by the Master, because the Pasuk says, Lo Yitzei Mi'imach, because he wants to stay with you, he's going to love it so much, he's going to want to stay, so it's Mestaver that the Torah is trying to paint an image of just how great it is, to the point where sometimes he even has it better than the master has it. Meaning it's based on the context of the Pasuk, where the Pasuk is describing how sometimes an Eved's going to say, I don't want to go free. Well, why wouldn't he want to go free? It must be that he really has it good. The Atzmos Yosef also says, if he's no different than any other Jew, why would the Torah have to say by an Eved Imach? Meaning if by every Jew, Chayecha Kodmim, that you should always try to treat everyone else as an equal, but if you have only one pitcher of water, you could take it for yourself. And if the Eved were the same as that, then you wouldn't need a special drasha by the Eved, because he still is a Jew. So no, we want to say that you treat him better than you would treat any other Jew. That must be the source of this drasha, to say that an Eved takes that one pillow, even though when it comes to any other Jew, he would not take that one pillow over yourself. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodin Perek Aleph Halacha Tes writes, "Kol Eved Ivri Omer Ivri Chayev Adon Lashvosan Lo B'Machol B'Mashke B'Ksus B'Madur." That you have to treat him equally. That you shouldn't eat better things. You shouldn't drink better things. You shouldn't sleep on a more comfortable place. And he goes on to say, "Mikan Omer Kol Kon Eved Ivri Kikon Adon Liatzmo." But the Rambam leaves out this din that if you only have one pillow, that you have to give it to the Eved. He doesn't paint that picture, and that's what Tosfos calls quotes from Yerushalmi. That's based on the Talmud Yerushalmi, that if you have only one pillow that you give it to the Eved. So in Chaschinuch, Mitzvah Membeis, Osir Aleph, says that the Rambam must have held that the Bavli is Chalik on the Yerushalmi, and holds that the Adon is not Mechuyiv to give the one pillow to the Eved, based on Rabbi Akiva, V'cheyachicha Yimach, V'cheyach HaKodim L'cheyachicha, that halacha the Rambam must have held actually still does apply to the Eved, that your life comes before his life. So anyway, says Gemara further, V'ema Hani Milin Yachiliv Shtia Keich Dolet Starley. Maybe, so why do we quote this whole thing? Because we wanted to say, how do we know that when assessing how much he's going to have to pay to get out of his avdus, that we always go l'kula, we always go with the lesser value between his purchase price and his current value? Because we see we're so good to the Eved in general, so it must be that we're supposed to darshan l'kula. So says Gemara, no, maybe we're so good to the Eved when it comes to achila v'shtia, keichid lo litzdarle, so that he shouldn't have to suffer. But halin pidyo nachmir le'mid Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, but maybe when it comes to buying himself out of avdus, we should be extra strict on him based on what Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina says, because Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina teaches that he didn't do any great mitzvahs to get into his avdus. He must have done some pretty terrible things in order to have to become an Eved in the first place. And if he did these pretty terrible things to have to become an Eved in the first place, maybe we should be more machmir on the price of the geula. D'tanya, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina Omer, Borei kama kasha avaka shel shviyas. Come and see how terrible it is to violate even the lesser isurim of Shemitah. Now, the serious isurim of Shemitah, of Avodas HaKarka, that's one thing, but over here we're talking about schora b'peros shviyas. We're talking about doing business with Shemitah produce, and which is a lesser isur of Shemitah. Adam nosim v'nosim b'peros shviyas sov mochres metaltav. A person violates the isur of schora with Shemitah produce, ultimately he's going to have to sell his metaltav. How do I know that? Shnemar b'shnas yovel azos toshuvu isha l'chuzaso v'sam. And right after it says, so what's that? What's konami yad misecha? Davar nikna miyad liyad. It's referring to metaltalin, things that are nikna miyad liyad. So you see that having done business with Shemitah produce will ultimately lead a person to have to sell his metaltalin. Lo hirgish. If that's not enough, he still didn't do tshuva. L'sof mochra sadosav. Then ultimately it's gonna spiral further downward where he's gonna have to sell his feet. Shenemar, because the pasuk continues, ki amachachicha umachar me'achuzaso, that he's going to sell his achuzas fields. Lo basal yadov, still he didn't do tshuva. Ad shemachar es beso, he's ultimately going to have to sell his house. Shenemar ki imkar beis moshav yerchoma. So maishna hasam damelo hirgish, umaishna hacha damelo basal yadov. As we're describing the process, as he goes on and he gets worse and worse, we first said that lo hirgish, that he didn't have a hargasha of tshuva, he didn't feel to do tshuva. Then we said lo. That those sound like two different things. Lo hirgish sounds like that it's something he just didn't do tshuva. Lo basal yada sounds like we guarantee he won't do tshuva, that it's almost like certain that he's not going to do tshuva. So why is it that at stage 2 it's just lo hirgish, but stage 3 it's already lo basal yada? Says Mar Kidrav Huna, Dam Rav Huna, Kivin Shavar Adam Avera Vishanaba Hutralo. Once a person gets in the habit of doing Averos, it becomes mutter to him. Is that true? Is that a trick? If you want to be able to be allowed to eat cheeseburgers, you just have to eat two, and then they become mutter for the rest of your life? So we never heard of such a trick. Ellen Nasis Lokata. No, it means that one views it mentally, he thinks of it as a davar mutter. Once a person gets in the habit of doing something, he doesn't think of it as a big deal anymore. So that's why we're pretty guaranteed that he's not going to do tshuva. And when the Rambam discusses in Hilchos Tshuva the things that a person cannot do tshuva for, one category of things that he cannot do tshuva for are things that he doesn't feel a need to do tshuva for, because he just doesn't think of it as an avera. So if a person, the Rambam talks about like Shmira Seinayim, looking at things that a person should not be looking at. So a person thinks, I'm just looking, I'm not really doing anything. He doesn't view it as an avera. So if a person doesn't view it as an avera, he's unlikely to do tshuva. That's lo basal yado. He just doesn't think it's an avera anymore. It's already not slow keter. Lo basal yado at shemocher es bito. It's still, he's not going to do tshuva to the point where he's going to ultimately have to sell his daughter. Shnemar v'chim karish es bito la'ama. Wait a second, but if you look at where these psukim are, v'chim karish es bito la'ama, shmos perach avalef, Pasuk Zayin, but the other Psukim are in Vayikra Perichav Hey. So it's a totally different part of the Torah. How can you, you're tracking the Averos from one parsha to the next in the Torah, but this is totally out of place. Says Mar V'Alfagav De Bita Loksiva Bahein Yana. It's true, the selling of the daughter isn't written in that section of the Torah, but Hakamashmalan Nizbin Inish Barte V'Lonis V'Pribisa. Since the next step that is listed in the Torah in that spot in Vayikra is about violating ribbis, and the halacha is that it's better to sell your daughter as an amma rather than violate ribbis. So we have the right to stick in that the selling the daughter into this process of how he gets to the point where he ultimately has to sell himself. So, and that's where it sticks in. We put selling the daughter. We would assume one would not sell his daughter until he's already sold all of his fields and his home, but one should sell his daughter sooner than violating ribbis. My taima, barte migara v'nafka. Why is it better to sell your daughter than violating ribbis? Because at least when you sell your daughter, as time goes on, she's going to get closer and closer to getting out of becoming an amma. The amount that that's owed to the master is going to get less and less. V'ham osva v'azla. When you borrow money with ribbis, it increases over time. So it's going to make life much, much worse as time goes on. Time is not going to heal. Time is going to make things worse when you borrow money with ribbis. So that's why better to sell the daughter than to violate ribbis. Lobos aliyado ad shalava b'ribbis. Then the next step is going to be that you borrow money with ribbis. Shnemar v'chiyamach chichamati yado imach. V'samach le al tikach me'eto. Lobos aliyado ad shemocher es atzmo. And then the next step is going to be mocher es atzmo. So think about this. Look what the guy had to do to get to the point where he's mocher es atzmo, where he sells himself. He had to violate kama v'kama averos in order to get to the point and fail to do tshuva, even though Hashem is sending him message after message after message. That's where he gets to the point of selling himself as an eved ivri. Shnemar v'chiyamach chichamim kolach. And not only lo lecha el leger, not only will you have to sell yourself to a regular Jew, you're going to sell yourself to a ger. Shem leger, velo leger tzedek. When we say ger, we don't even mean ger tzedek. El leger toshav. You have to sell yourself to a goy, to a ger toshav. Shemar ger toshav mishpachas ger ze oved kochavim. Kishu omer leeker. When the pasuk says you sell yourself leeker, ze nimka lavodz chav matzma. The guy might even have to sell himself to the avodah zara itself. He might have to become an employee of the avodah zara. That's how bad things are going to get. So bottom line is, why are we quoting all of this? Because we want to say, yes, it's true that we have to be super nice to the Eved Ivri while he is working for you. You have to be very, very nice to the Eved Ivri. But maybe that is not a reflection of how much money you should make him pay when he's trying to buy his way out. Maybe when he's trying to buy his way out, we should be machmir on him and how much he should have to pay. Because while we do have to be nice to him as he's working for us as an Eved Ivri, he's an avarian, he's a terrible person. So we should make it difficult for him to buy his way out. Why do we assume that when we have two psukim, one that tells us he buys his way out mikesef miknaso with his value of with the original purchase price, and another pasuk that says kefi shanav, it's based on his current value that he buys himself out? Why do we darshan that lekula and not lechumra to make him pay the higher of the two prices? After all, he's a terrible person. Amar lei, so the Gemara answers, Hasam ha hadre kra. No, because the pasuk goes on to say, Tani de Rabbi Shmuel, Hol v'halach zev v'nasa karmel avodas chavim, Eima lidchiyev v'nachar nofel. One might think that once the guy's down, you should throw the rock after the guy who's fallen. Meaning, the guy got into this terrible situation by not doing mitzvah smaisim tovim. He got into this terrible situation by doing terrible things. So you might think, kick him while he's down. He deserves it because he did these terrible things. Tamalomar achri nimkar gula tielo echad. That's why it says that we still have to, someone should still try to be goel him. He's still a Jew, he's still someone that we care about, and he's still someone that we have to try our best to do good by, to try to help him out in his time of need, even though his time of need is only of his own doing. It's only of his own negligence in violating Avera after Avera. The Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch in Yardei Asim Shin Lam Dalet Sif Aleph in the name of the Trumas Hadeshen that Minadin Lamishu Chayev Nidui. We put someone in Nidui when he's Chayev Nidui. Va'afili Yeshloch Shalidei Ken Yetzi L'Tarbus Ra'a. What if we're concerned that the guy's going to give up religion? If you put him in Nidui, he deserves Nidui. Doesn't matter. Even if you're worried that he's going to go L'Tarbus Ra'a, that's not your cheshbon. The guy shouldn't have done what he had done, what he did in the first place. The Taz over there in Sifkan Aleph disagrees with Ramah. He says, nearly borer, that we cannot do L'maisa like the Ramah, even though the Ramah is based on Makom Kadosh, based on Truma Sadeshan, and his Raya is from our Gemara. A guy is Nimkar Lavod Zchavim, you have to be Goel him. So if a person who is Nimkar as a Komer Lavod Zchavim, the Torah says still you have to be Poda him, and not to be Zorik Evin Achar Adam Shnofel, Kal V'Chomer, by a person that you want to be Menada, where he didn't start doing Avod Zari yet, where you have to try to protect him and stop him from going down a path where ultimately he's going to give up the religion and want to do Avod Zari. We have to try to protect him, says the Taz. In Chassam Sofer, in the Tshuva of Nezer, Chelkal V'Sim Lamed Hei, he says that the Taz is only talking about after the person violated an Avera, that you should not be menada him to be Lidach Evin Achar Nofel. But L'Chadchila, to help him violate an Isser, lest he do a worse Isser, that we can't do. Meaning to sort of look the other way as he continues to violate Isurim, because you're afraid that if you don't look the other way, then he's going to become irreligious. No, we cannot support a lifestyle where he continually commits Isurim. That you're not allowed to do. But and some of the Achronim suggest that maybe there's a chiluk. The Chassam Sofer actually suggests that maybe the Taz's sensitivity of trying to make sure that he doesn't go off the derech and trying to not do like the Ramah said is specifically if he has children. That if a person has children who are not yet adults, so then you have to think about them as well. That you're going to try to kick him while he's down, but what's that going to do to his kids? Whereas if his kids are adults already and the guy made his own bed, so then maybe you could say lean a little more like the Ramah to kick him while he's down and to make sure that he be punished for his misdeeds. Just another interesting ha'arov here, the Chavos Ya'ir, in his Sefer Chut HaShani, as Chuvos Chut HaShani, Simlem Zayin, has a chakira. You know, throughout the generations, there are many chuvas about how to do chuva for various averos. So Chavos Ya'ir discusses, what if a person did an avera, the same avera, multiple times? So let's say you're supposed to fast for doing avera X. The guy did avera X 50 times. Does he fast 50 times, or does he fast just once? On the one hand, he says, if you're going to say that he did it 100 times, so it's nilas delas b'fnei balei tshuva, you know, you're going to make him fast 100 times for doing an avera 100 times, it's going to be impossible for the guy to do tshuva. On the other hand, it's not mistaver that someone who does the avera once and someone who does the avera 100 times, that they're both going to have the same derech ha-tshuva. So Lemaisa, he quotes from that the Sefer Okeach says that we're not machmir to give him for each and every time, rather just one time because of nilas delas. And he says that's what he's seen that the Chachmei Adar do. But then the Chavos Ya'ir says, Ani moru uba, I paskin, that if a person has done it many times, that he has to do twice. One for the initial Avera, and the second for Nasus Lo Keheter, for the fact that when you do it a second time, it's ready to become Keheter. Once it's ready to become Keheter for him, so then he didn't even think that it was an Avera. It's not even something that he can do Tshuva as if it was an Avera, but he has to do Tshuva for making it Keheter. So that's why twice, he says, for each Avera, but no more than twice for each Avera. It's a fascinating discussion in the Achronim. The Balatanya discusses this as well. Major discussion in the Achronim. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter now. Ve'im gulati Eloki Yechidol maybe when we say that we're going to do a geula, that we have to redeem a guy even though he's been a terrible person and he deserves everything that he got, but we still have to redeem him, that's so that he doesn't get mixed up amongst the Ovdei Chavim. We don't want him to live like a guy. But when he's redeeming himself and we're figuring out the price, maybe we should still be machmir on the price. How do we know that we should be mekil on the price? After all, Rabbi Yosef Chanina told us that this guy did terrible things in order to get to the point of becoming an Eved. Amram Nachm Yisrael Trey Kray Ksivi. There are two psukim. Ksivim Old Rabbis Peshanim, Ksivim At Nishar Peshanim. If there are many years left to his Avdus, there are fewer years left to his Avdus. So what does that mean? V'chiyeshon Merubos, V'chiyeshon Muatos. Is there such a thing as years that are a lot and years that are a little? El Nisraba Kaspo Mikasef Miknaso. What it means to say is that if he went up in value since the time that he was sold, when you're figuring out how much to redeem him for, you use the purchase price, the cheaper purchase price. Nismaid Kaspo, if he went down in value, Kefi Shanav. Then you use his current value, which is cheaper. Ve'emahachikamar. Heichal David Treyu Pashle Dalad Neslev Dalad Mikasef Miknaso. No, how do you know that's what Rabbos Bashanim and Ma'an Isra Bashanim means? Maybe it means that if he only worked 2 out of the 6 years and he still has 4 years left of service, that's Rabos B'Shanim. So that's when you use Mikesav Miknaso. That's when you use the purchase price, because he's closer to the time of purchase than he is to the time of going free. But but if he already worked 4 years and he has 2 years left, Nesi Tarti Kafi Shanav, maybe the Pasuk is telling me in that case you do based on his current value because he's further away from the time that he was sold. CMK Nichtav Kra im od rabos shanim imat nishar shanim my bishanim. Why does it say bishanim as opposed to just shanim? That must be to teach me, like we said, Nisraba Kaspo bishanim mikesef miknaso, that if he went up in value, you go with his purchase price to assess how much he has to pay to get out. Nismaid Kaspo b'shanim kifi shanav. If over time he went down in value, you go with his current price to determine how much he has to pay in order to get out. So we're still maintaining that halacha that we said all the way back on Amud Aleph, that you always go with the cheaper price in order to let him out of his avdus. Amar Rav Yosef Tashin Rav Nachman Lahani Krai Kesinai. Rav Nachman did a fantastic job darshaning these psukim to show how they teach us the value of how much he has to pay in order to redeem himself. Okay, so now we're going to discuss being poda avadim and batei arechoma. When specifically we're going to discuss first whether an eved ivri can be niftal lechatzayim. Can you do, if he has 4 years left, can he buy out 2 years right now and have only two more years to work, or do you have to buy it all or nothing? So bami nerefuna barchina mer sheshes eved ivri anim kolavit chavim nigal lechatzayim o eno nigal lechatzayim. Can you redeem him halfway or can you not redeem him halfway? Says Maragu lasu galaso mistei achuza gamar. On the one hand, you want to say that maybe we should derive from Ste Achuza that the pasuk says Gulaso in each place, so we should make Gzer Shava Maste Achuza Eno Nigal Chatzayin Af Hainami Eno Nigal Chatzayin. That just like a Ste Achuza cannot be redeemed halfway, so too Never Ivri cannot be redeemed halfway. Or maybe that connection to Ste Achuza is only to teach us Kulas, it's not to teach us Chumras. So wait a second, if it's a Gzer Shava, don't we have a rule then Gzer Shava Lemechza? How could you say that it's only there to teach us Kulas, not Chumras? So that's what Tos points out near the Rabbeinu Tam, the Lav Gzereshav Gemurahi. This is not a Gzereshav Gemurah, it's a Gili Milsa Bialma. Because if it were a Gzereshav Gemurah, then Enochinami, you would not be able to say this second side, that we're only going to say it Lukula and not Lukumra. But anyway, that's the question. Do we derive from Ste Achuza? The Allah is by Ste Achuza, if a person sells a field that he yarshin from his father, it goes back to him at Yovel. And he's also able to be goalit from the person that he bought it from once 2 years pass from the Shas Mechira. So after 2 years, he's allowed to buy it back. But he's got to buy it back entirely. He's got to do the cheshbon of how many years there are till Yovel and pay all that money in order to buy it back. Well, over there we say nimkar means all of it. So over here also nigal means all of it, that you can't be goel part way. Well, by saying that you can be goel lechatzayin, it's not always a kula and it's not always a chumra. You can actually, it can cut both ways. Because and Abaye says, I'll show you how. Lekula, it could turn out to be a kula to be goel lechatzayin. Zavne b'meil. Let's say the guy sold the guy was sold for $100. Yav lechamishin, and then you paid. You paid 50. So again, the guy bought, the Adon bought the Eved for $100. The Eved gave the Adon $50, which is Palga Dedame, which is half of his value. And so it turns out that he only has to work for another 3 years. Then Va'ashbach V'kamal Masan. Then the Eved went up in value, now he's worth $200. So Yamr Nigal Echatzon, if you say that when he initially paid 50, he only has 3 years left of work, so how much more does he have to pay to get out of the other 3 years? Well, now he's worth $200. Yav lemeya v'nafik. He would only have to give another $100 and he'd go free. But v'yamr ne'in nigal lechatzayin. But if you can say that he's not nigal lechatzayin, so when he gave the $50, it didn't really accomplish anything. It's just like putting it in escrow by the adon, but it's not. It didn't really buy anything out. So then yav lemeya v'chamishin v'nafik. Then he's going to have to pay another $150 in order to go free because his current value is $200. Says Mar v'amr nesrabe kasva mekasva mignaso. But wait a second. And didn't we say that if he goes up in value, then you still only do the cheshbon based on his purchase price, not based on his current value? So why would you have to pay another $150? That's assuming that you're assessing it based on his current value. Says, well, no, the cases could go into Okir Vizolva Okir. That initially he was worth $200, then he went down in value, he was worth $100. At that point, he paid $50. And then he went back up in value to his original purchase price. That's where it's going to be Chapa Nafkamina. that if you say Nigal HaChatzon, he only owes another 100, but if you say in a Nigal HaChatzon, he's going to owe another 150. And Mishkach Sol L'Chumra, sometimes to say Gula L'Chatzon would turn out to be a Chumra. Zamne B'Masan, if he was purchased for $200, Yav Meya Palgid Didame, and he paid out $100, which is half his value, then Ichsif B'Kamal Meya, now he went down in value and he's only worth $100. So Yamr Nigal HaChatzon, if when he paid the initial $100, he bought out half of his service, so Yavle Chamishim V'Nafik, he's still going to owe another 50 for the other half of his service, because right now he's worth $100 and he still owes half of himself, so he's got to pay 50. But V'Yamrnei Negal HaChatzon, but if you hold that the initial money he paid was just put in escrow, it's not something that actually worked to buy himself out, well, Hanach Me'a Pikadu Ninu Gabei, that's an escrow by the master, that's something that the master is hanging on to for him, Yavlu Ne'alei V'Nafik, so he could just tell the master, look, I'm worth $100 right now, you're holding $100 of mine, you have it, I don't have to pay you another penny, and then he could go free. So that is the issue of how Nigal HaChatzon could be both a Kula and a Chumra when it comes to an Eved Ivri. Okay, we're a little bit behind, but Hashem, tomorrow we're going to start discussing Batei Orei Chumra, whether Nigal HaChatzon or Ein Nigal HaChatzon. Yeah, I have to read faster tomorrow.